This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program, and you can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Just dial in toll-free here. 855-450-FREE is the number. That number brought to you by ProXPN. That's 855-450-3733. We got some terrible school-related stories to share with you tonight. And also, actually, since we're now in the second hour of the program, our radio affiliates in Sarasota and Bradenton, Florida are on board, WSRQ, on AM and FM, and that happens to be where, Mark, you and I are from.
Yep.
I didn't know that when I pulled up this news story.
You didn't know where you were from when you pulled up this news story?
I'm sorry, I didn't know. You're right. I didn't know that this news story that we're going to share was from Sarasota, Florida. Just one of those things. Saw the headline. And it's from where we're from originally. The story is from Wired.com. U.S. Marshals seize cops' spying records to keep them from the ACLU. A routine request in Florida for public records regarding the use of a surveillance tool known as Stingray took an extraordinary turn recently when federal authorities seized the documents before the police could release them. A surprise move by the U.S. Marshals Service stunned the ACLU, which earlier this year filed the public records request with the Sarasota, Florida Police Department for information detailing its use of the controversial surveillance tool. The ACLU had an appointment last Tuesday to review the documents pertaining to a case investigated by a Sarasota police detective, but Marshall swooped in at the last minute to grab the records, claiming they belong to the U.S. Marshals Service and barring the police from releasing them. ACLU staff attorney Nathan Wessler called the move truly extraordinary and beyond the worst transparency violations that the group has seen regarding documents detailing police use of the technology. This is consistent with what we've seen around the country with federal agencies trying to meddle with public requests for Stingray information. So apparently it's not the first time something like this has occurred. Wessler said, noting that federal authorities have, in other cases, invoked the Homeland Security Act to prevent the release of such records. The feds are working very hard to block any release of this information to the public. So what are these stingrays that the ACLU has been investigating? Stingrays are also known as IMSI catchers. They simulate a cell phone tower and trick nearby mobile devices into connecting with them, thereby revealing their location. Stingray can see and record a device's unique ID number and traffic data, as well as information that points to its location. By moving a Stingray around, authorities can triangulate a device's location with greater precision than is possible using data obtained from a carrier's fixed tower location. The records sought by the ACLU are important because the organization has learned that a Florida police detective obtained permission to use a Stingray simply by filing an application with the court under Florida's trap and trace statute instead of obtaining a probable cause warrant. Trap and trace orders generally are used to collect information from phone companies about telephone numbers received and called by a specific account. A Stingray, however, can track the location of cell phones, including inside private spaces. So essentially, if they're using one of these Stingray devices, they don't need to go through the process of inquiring with the cell phone provider and trying to get access to their information. They can just spoof a cell phone tower, make it appear as though the tower is nearby to the phones in the vicinity, and get information about those phones.
It's disturbing.
Sounds like an amazing little piece of electronic trickery.
Makes you want to just throw your cell phone away, doesn't it?
The government has long asserted that it doesn't need a probable cause warrant to use Stingrays because the device doesn't collect the content of the phone calls and text messages, but instead operates like pen registers and trap and traces, collecting the equivalent of header information. The ACLU and others argue the device are more invasive than a trap and trace. And it's certainly true that, I mean, if you're if you've got a device that's a radio, I mean, that's what your cell phone is.
Yeah.
It's a radio transmitter that is constantly receiving and transmitting data. You want to know why your smartphone is dead before the end of the day in some cases? Because it's constantly pushing out data to, whether it's checking your email.
If you put it on airplane mode, it'll last much longer.
Oh, that thing will last for days on airplane mode.
Because it's not doing anything.
It's not communicating with anything. The ACLU and others argue that the device is more invasive than a trap and trace. Recently, Tallahassee police revealed that they had used stingrays at least 200 times since 2010 without telling any judge because the device's manufacturer made the police department sign a non-disclosure agreement that the police claim prevented them from disclosing use of the device to the courts. Now, that's an interesting claim, that an agreement between the police department and the manufacturer of this device would somehow supersede the police department's responsibility, which apparently doesn't exist, to inform the courts.
Well, we just can't do nothing.
Well, they told us we couldn't tell you, court system. So what are we supposed to do? We wanted to use this toy.
We just didn't know nothing.
According to the story, the ACLU has filed numerous records requests with police departments around the country in an effort to uncover how often the devices are used and how often courts are told about them. In the Sarasota case, the Marshals Service claimed it owned the records that Sarasota police had offered to the ACLU because they had deputized the detective in the case, making all documentation in the case federal property.
So they just turned it into something. Okay.
Right. They had, I don't know, he must have told them, right? Like this detective must have given them a heads up. Somehow the U.S. Marshals came across the information that the ACLU was requesting this information, so they came up with a plot.
Yeah.
All right, Jimmy, we're going to deputize you, and then you're going to work for us, technically, and that way we'll own everything.
They won't suspect a thing. They'll never be able to do anything about it.
And before the ACLU could view the documents Sarasota had put aside for them, the agency dispatched a marshal from Tampa to seize the records and move them to an undisclosed location. The U.S. Marshal Service declined to comment, saying, quote, it does not discuss pending litigation, unquote. Florida public records law requires that even if a dispute over records occurs, the Sarasota police were legally obligated to hold on to the records for at least 30 days once it had received the ACLU's request. The period would have given the ACLU a chance to argue its case in court to obtain the records. They said in their blog post today, quote, we've seen our fair share of federal government attempts to keep records about stingray secrets, but we've never seen an actual physical raid on state records in order to conceal them from public view. According to the ACLU's blog, they filed an emergency motion seeking a temporary injunction preventing the police department from releasing additional files to the marshals. The motion also asked the court to fine the department in violation of state law for allowing the marshal service, to seize the documents in the first place, and they want the court to order the police department to retrieve the documents because the issue is a state matter and the ACLU filed the motion in state court. The judge cannot directly order the U.S. Marshal Service, a federal agency, to return the documents. Crazy situation.
Yeah, so the rule of law pretty much over here in the United States. I mean,
yeah, it's been over.
If they can go ahead and just do these legal wranglings not to turn over information. Remember, I keep on going back to this, but I think it's important to point out, it's not that I believe in democracies. I don't. It's not that I believe in republics, because I don't. But if you do, and many people listening to me likely would claim that they do, you need to understand that if it's this is a government of the people, by the people, for the people, that the people need to have information. So when the policing departments, the people that are supposed to keep us safe, but remember who they're supposed to keep us safe from. They're supposed to keep us safe from us. And we are everything, right? We're the government. We're the criminals. We people are everything. So in order to keep the people safe from the people, they need to keep the information from the people who make the decision about the people that get into the government. That is a system that simply will not work.
Share your thoughts with us. 855-450-FREE. You can bring up absolutely anything. We go to Chad, listening in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Chad.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Welcome. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I actually just want to talk about seasteading real quick. You guys talked about it yesterday. Point I don't think that was brought up is necessarily the cost of living that would be required for this and the barrier to entry in terms of the economics. So to me, and I guess with Mark, I really sort of wanted you to address this. I understand the cost would eventually come down through something like this, maybe still slightly. But it seems like the people who would be able to afford to move onto the ocean and build their own communities are already people who can escape tyranny anyway in so many various ways.
That's an interesting point. Hang on, Chad. I want to bring you back so you can flesh that out a little bit here, and we'll get Mark's response on seasteading, the idea of moving people out onto an intentional on-the-water community that has never existed before. So we'll talk about that in moments. Your calls are welcome. 855-453 is the Pro XPN toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Kamano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in this series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, May 21st, 2014, gold opened at $1,288.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,335.40, $667.70 for a half ounce, or $333.85 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,335.40, $667.70, and $333.85.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, bring up anything you want. We got a seasteading question on the table here, and then still to come, More about some bad schools, plus our friend Rich Paul arrested today in Keene, New Hampshire. We'll tell you what that's all about. It's breaking news. Hasn't even hit the blog over at freekeene.com yet. Blockchain.com. You can go there. Actually, blockchain.info, I guess we should talk about. Blockchain.info is a great site where you can go and get a Bitcoin wallet that is free. And it's easy to sign up for. There's a few steps that you have to jump through, but it's not very complicated at all. And there's a testimony to the fact that it's not very complicated. I think blockchain's got over 1.5 million Bitcoin wallets. Last I heard, there were like 1.5 million Bitcoin wallets that they've created for people, and you can get yours for free at blockchain.info. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Chad is still with us here in Florida. And, Chad, you had a question about seasteading. Mark was kind of on the show last night. It was mostly about seasteading last night. And, Mark, you're a huge fan of this idea of people going out onto the water, creating sort of platforms and interlocking them and moving them around into different communities and or, like, getting a boat and having people live on the boat in a more sort of freedom-oriented society. And your concern was on the cost side, Chad. Go ahead with your question.
Basically my concern is that the upfront cost of this would be in the millions and millions of dollars. I understand $500,000 a person, that number was sort of thrown around, but the cost of living alone – maintain something like this, which requires so many outside resources. I mean, you have to be a multimillionaire in order to do this. And I feel like those individuals who have that kind of resource and have that kind of wealth already have ample opportunity in different ways that a lot of people don't have in order to escape tyranny. So I'm wondering who would benefit from this the most, because it doesn't seem like something that would lower cost in a reasonable time frame, because proliferation and the spread of something is what reduces the cost. And something like this is very limited in terms of it, how many people could live there and how many people could actually do it.
It depends on what you're looking at as far as the seasteading goes. One of the reasons I'm not particularly excited about the whole idea of the large interlocking platforms and, people with essentially houseboats on the water that are able to hook up and create these intentional communities, although I think those things are awesome, I think they're expensive. Now, I don't know what the costs are going to be for an individual, but like they said, 500,000 was bandied about. That's not a number that is completely unreachable for the average American. I mean, where I came from in Sarasota, Florida, houses averaged $250,000 before the real estate bust. So you're not talking about some number that's too far out of the realm of possibility. But if you could do something a little less costly, like, say, get a cruise ship, which has outlived its usefulness as a cruise ship, and then, do something like that, I think you could bring the numbers down. But I get where you're coming from. The thing is a multimillionaire really doesn't have that much money. You're not talking about somebody that's that extraordinarily wealthy. I think you have to have $10 million. Just
somebody who makes $20,000 a year, it sure as hell seems like a lot of money. I don't know what you're
just talking
about.
You're still, okay. You're talking about somebody who's in the top 2%, not even the top 1%, to have multi-million dollars, okay?
That's a lot of money to most people, Mark.
Understood. Okay. The people that got flat-screen TVs when they first came out and they were $5,000 were pretty wealthy, too.
It was more like $50,000.
Okay.
Right, I don't think necessarily a fair analogy, because that technology obviously was less expensive and has room to grow because you have a large market for it. I understand
a very large market. Yeah, but everybody needs a TV or feels like they want a TV.
If you're living on Long Island and you're paying $20,000 a year in property taxes and your car registration something like $2,000 a year and your income taxes are something like $60,000 a year, you don't feel like, yes, I'm free. You feel like
you're living on Long Island. You probably don't care about freedom that much.
Why? You think that just because, really, that's what you think, Ian? You think that the people, there's nobody on Long Island that cares about freedom?
If you care about freedom, you should get the hell out of New York State, period.
Well, yeah. If you live in New York State, Ian has decided you're not libertarian enough if you live in New York State.
That's not
what
I'm saying.
What an a-hole.
I mean, I'm from New York, and I think that, interestingly enough, one of the areas in New York that sort of led to my question is that you go to the Thousand Islands up there. It's the border between Canada and the United States that has all this sort of water-based, tons of little landmass area. And the people there travel between the countries freely because they're wealthy, and they're sort of immune to the immigration laws and the restrictions that you would get otherwise in the roadways. I feel like wealthy people in general have a lot of opportunities like this. They have their own communities that often aren't annexed by larger cities. And they have a lot of ways in which they can escape tyranny already. The common person, seasteading offers no, I mean, there's no way the common person would really benefit from it.
What do you want me to do about that? When was the last time that a new technology, a new, better way of living came along and it was offered to poor people before rich people?
No, I understand. I just think that in this case, that's not really likely to trickle down because it's such a limited landmass. I mean, it's something like, you know...
What? Hold on. We're just building new things. Every time you... I mean, that's like saying that somehow TVs, the flat-screen TVs, well, there's only so many of them that go around. They'll build more if they work out.
Yeah, I can sort of see that analogy, but I think that a cruise ship is more comparable to, like, a wealthy condo. You can expand it and move people in, the price is not going to go down. I really don't think that this is going to go down to a reasonable level where a person working at Walmart can afford to move out there.
Just I agree with you on that one, at least no time soon.
Well, hold on. If you're working at Walmart, you're likely to move out there to get a job. These people that live on these boats are going to need sandwiches. They're going to need things fixed. They're going to need people out there. The fact that currently, if you weren't needed wherever it is that you have a job, then you wouldn't be able to afford to live wherever you live anyway. So, I mean,
yeah,
that's another way is going to free people up. The fact is, rich people aren't rich without poor people around.
I agree with that. I just think that also sort of leads to a classist structure, right? Like, if you have to...
Of course it does!
...sort of servants, it's not likely that they're going to get fair wages because there's a lack of competition out there for jobs. You think we have a lack of competition for jobs now, imagine being on a boat.
I would think there'd be plenty of competition for jobs.
Absolute nonsense. When you're competing against somebody from the Philippines for a job, you can see that there's definitely going to be some competition for your job.
Yeah, there's plenty of competition for jobs on things like cruise ships and things like that. I mean, then you've got international competition for a job. There's no false restrictions that a government might put on like we see here in the United States. You don't have as much competition in certain areas because of governmental restrictions. These seasteading places would not have those restrictions.
Right. So, I mean,
there can be multiple seasteads.
Well, cruise ships offer something a little different than seasteads. Seasteads can stay out, and their intention is to provide a new governmental system. And I think that pioneers have been going places and doing things for a long time. I think that this is plausible and that it'll work, but there's only one way to find out. Yeah, I do think the technologies tend to trickle down. There's always going to be a difference between rich and poor until we have, 3D printers, which create all the wealth in the world, and free us. But the fact is, governments still claim all the land.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely understand your point. It would be really difficult for me to fathom a way that this cost would lower in an immediate or even like within my lifetime or my children's lifetime. The idea that this cost would lower enough.
Well, I have to say, I would hope you can be proven wrong. I mean, I really want the best for the seasteading folks. And, Chad, thanks for your call. I can share some of those concerns with this. But, you know, hey, go to town, man. If you've got $500,000 to blow on this experiment, then please do it because I think it's exciting. I think it'll be interesting regardless of what happens, whether somebody rolls up with a gunboat and shoots everybody to death and then takes their little seastead, or it happens to work out and then all of a sudden there's all these people building seasteads everywhere. I mean, I hope it's the latter. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves here. Our friend Rich Paul, arrested. We'll give you the details coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal 5 specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with 2 strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come here tonight, Mark will tell us another crazy school story. And speaking of school, School Sucks Project host Brett Vinat is joining us for the remainder of the program. Welcome.
Great to be here. This is one of the highlights of my week.
Aw, thank you.
That's true.
It's always good having you here. It's always a good conversation. You bring some expertise to the table that Mark and I certainly cannot offer. You are the host of the School Sucks Project at schoolsucksproject.com.
Yes.
And there are many, many archives that can be downloaded there of that show for free.
Mm-hmm.
You do a video version of the podcast.
We do a video version, sure, of some stuff. And, it's all available at schoolsucksproject.com.
Excellent. So, also, the toll-free lines here, 855-450-FREE, are brought to you by ProXPN. And that is a global virtual private network that encrypts your online data. Whatever's leaving and coming into your computer has been encrypted by ProXPN. If you've downloaded their software at proxpn.com/FTL. One of the reasons why you want to encrypt and protect yourself is because your internet service provider is probably monitoring every website that you visit, every search term that you enter, for keeping those logs probably for up to 5 years in a lot of cases. So you can stop that from happening. Just go and get the ProXPN software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, or Android devices. It's free. You can go to proxpn.com/FTL and get started there with their free account. Now, they do have a premium account, and once you just try their free account out, you'll know these guys are for real. And you're probably going to want their premium account because you get unlimited bandwidth. You get different servers that you can connect to around the world, as well as the ability to privately torrent. And you can get it all for $5 a month by using our discount code FTL20, which gets you 20% off of the price of the premium account for the lifetime of the account. If you buy the annual plan, that's how you get the price down to $5 a month. Again, the code is FTL20 for that 20% off. And you can go to proxpn.com/FTL to go and grab the software and get started. It's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee on the premium account. And ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. ProXPN.com/FTL, code FTL20. So still to come here, a crazy school story that Mark has brought to the table, but I want to inform you, the listener, who, if you've listened to the show for a few weeks, you've heard our friend Rich Paul on the air sitting in as a guest co-host on Free Talk Live. He was released from jail back in, I think it was December or late November in 2013, after having spent the bulk of 2013, about 9 months worth of the year, in jail. Whereas we call it the Keene Spiritual Retreat, which we just so happened to talk about earlier this week. We spent a full show actually talking about what makes that jail different and the warden, who's unique and kind of more humane than the average jail warden.
Got a vice story, a national story.
Yeah, he was a major story. So we were just talking about it, and now Rich, our friend, is sitting in the Keene Spiritual Retreat, a.k.a. the county jail, on what is called a violation of probation. Now, I've been through the court system as a criminal defendant in a bunch of cases that had no victim.
Mostly civil disobedience.
Yeah. Oriented. And so I've got some experience. I've also experienced the system through my friends who have also been in similar circumstances. But I have never really gone through anybody who's had a violation of probation situation. I was in jail with guys on violation of probation, so I know something about probation. I know that it's a fairly invasive thing, that once you're on probation, there's this a lengthy agreement that you sign, and you're very, very restricted. You've got to check in with a probation officer in a lot of cases. They can come to your home. They can search through your stuff any old time they want to. You're not allowed to have alcohol. You're not allowed to have drugs. You're not allowed to have weapons.
You're not allowed to be in some cases, in a domicile with alcohol.
It's true.
Which can be really tough on your parents or your roommate.
Right. So anyway, our friend Rich Paul was arrested today for violating probation. The supposed reasons that he was arrested for include the claim that he has been continuing to use cannabis and the claim that he had a weapon. And those are the two major, I think, claims against him in this case.
And wasn't the weapon like a camera?
The weapon was a monopod, which is different from a tripod in that it is only one leg instead of three. He was at a scene that we discussed earlier this week. Monday night, there were some local men who were chalking in downtown Central Square in Keene, New Hampshire. There was at least one guy there from the Stop Free Keene group who mm-hmm. was cleaning up that chalk. There was a verbal confrontation between the locals who were chalking and this individual who was cleaning it up. That escalated into a louder verbal confrontation, and then two other men from across the street came over, and they came at Rich and the other two men that were in the park and a couple of the others who were there as though they were going to fight them. There were some words exchanged previously where one of them specifically threatened a girl who was in the park. I mean, it was a bad, bad scene. And when these guys were coming, one of them's rolling up his sleeves, the other one throws his backpack down. I mean, these guys were coming at them in a violent manner, and the video has been linked to on freekeen.com if you haven't seen it yet. So Rich throws down his camera that he had, but disconnected the monopod from it first. So Rich held the monopod in his hands in case he needed to defend himself
right.
against the oncoming attackers. And luckily,
I guess it makes some sense.
Yeah, luckily he didn't have to defend himself. They ended up picking on one of the people who was the chalker. Again, there were these couple local guys that were chalking in the park who are not Free Keene activists, just locals. And so it was one of those guys who got attacked by the men who were coming at them. So Rich didn't have to use the monopod, but he did hold it. He did sort of, you know, wield it as though it were a weapon, and the
perhaps to dissuade somebody from coming at him.
The terms of probation say that you cannot have a weapon or a simulated weapon or something like this. You know, something that you make look like a weapon but might not actually have been a weapon, that kind of thing.
It's pretty specific.
So that's what they're coming after Rich for. We do not know how much time he's going to get for this. It's my understanding that if you get a VOP, a violation of probation, you're at the judge's discretion as far as how much of the sentence that is currently suspended over his head, and I believe it's several years in prison as a suspended sentence. I don't recall how many of the sentence was, but it seemed like it was 3 to 7. I forget the exact number. He could be going to prison this time. I mean, he was in jail last time for this marijuana sales. Or it could be, you know, a slap on the hand. Maybe he'll get 3 months instead of 3 years.
It seems ridiculous to lock a man up for picking up a stick, essentially, to defend himself.
Well, they're also
going to
claim he was still using some sort of drug, presumably cannabis.
Do they have some kind of your analysis or
something? I have not seen the case file yet, Mark, but I do intend to go to the court tomorrow morning. Rich was arrested this afternoon. And I will pull the case file in the morning to attempt to learn more or whatever it is that I can glean. There will be a hearing for Rich, which is sort of the equivalent of an arraignment. Again, violation of probation isn't exactly like your average crime.
No, you're pretty much guilty.
Or felony. You know, you get arrested for VOP, you're going in the clink until maybe you'll get bail at whatever this hearing is, which will happen.
That's pretty normal.
Which will happen within 72 hours in the business week. So basically, it could be as late as Tuesday, as I understand it, that Rich could be getting this hearing in front of the court. So maybe he'll be bailed out. Maybe the judge will demand that he stay in. We don't know what's going to happen. And then I guess at a later date, there will be a more full hearing on the violation of probation.
So he seems like he was kind of a bystander. I mean, that's what he intended to be in this incident in question downtown, right?
Oh, you're talking about where there was an attack that happened? I think Rich was chalking in the park as well on that day or on that night.
And does anybody? I'm interested a little bit more in the incident. Does anybody know what the relationship was or what the motive was for the attack? Did the attackers know the local general or people?
One of the people who came at the chalkers is a member of the Stop Free Keen group on Facebook. So it may have been that he's just one of the people who doesn't like chalking. That you know doesn't like what's happening in Central Square. There are a number of people who are upset by people being, you know, people chalking beautiful artwork and smiley faces and nice messages in Central Square. Children also chalking, families chalking. Some people are upset by this. There's a lot of controversy over chalk right now in Keene, New Hampshire, and it's leading to violence with one man being attacked in the park yesterday who was chalking. He was pushed into the fountain, knocked his head off the rocks in there, and he's currently in with some sort of problem with his vertebra, broken this and that, and he is in bad shape.
Three broken vertebrae.
Yeah, in the hospital. 855-453, you can share your thoughts on the war on chalk. Free Talk Live.
What if you could combine the two most powerful diet ingredients into one incredible weight loss super pill? We've done just that. For the first time ever, the miracle fat burner in a bottle, raspberry ketone, has been combined with pure Garcinia Cambogia, described as the holy grail of weight loss, to bring you the world's most powerful diet pill. Get your phone ready, because we're releasing free bottles to the first 100 callers. But wait, we haven't just combined the two most powerful weight loss ingredients. We've combined the six most powerful ingredients. Green coffee bean, African mango, moringa, and glucomannan. All the hottest clinically proven weight loss ingredients combined into one fat-shedding super pill. We call it the Skinny 6 Super Supplement, and it's available for the very first time. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll rush you a free bottle. Call 1-800-514-2945. Find out how to get your free bottle. 1-800-514-2945. 1-800-514-2945.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins, we do. DoorDevil.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you'd like here toll free. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. You can join us online, just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. You can go and get interactive in a variety of ways, unlike those other talk show hosts who charge you for their sites. Ours is free, so go to freetalklive.com and enjoy. And also, come see Free Talk Live in person and all kinds of other great shows from LRN.FM, as well as great presentations on do-it-yourself topics. Do-it-yourself is the theme of this year's Porcupine Freedom Festival. And, you know, even if you never go to a single presentation at Porkfest, you'll have a blast because there will be likely over 1,000, maybe over 1,500 people there. So if it's anything like last year, and I suspect it will be, we'll have over 1,500 people attending. There's good parties like the Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party, which moves to nighttime this year. Very, very exciting. I hear there's a big goth dance party this year at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Brett, you've perked up.
I'm interested in. No. I'm just, am I goth? Yes, Mark.
I really don't know. I mean,
I don't know what you do at home.
That's true. I could have a whole other life.
You that totally Boston Red Sox hat you have does have a black bee instead of a red bee on it. So you could that's a goth
creepy.
You think that's like a signal for other goth people to pick up on?
Hey, whatever you're into, there's something happening at the Porcupine Freedom Festival that's probably going to be attractive to you. Mark's got his family. They're going to be there with a dog, and there's other families with dogs in attendance there as well. Do they let you have the dog in the hotel room?
Yes.
Oh, that's good to know. All right, so go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. It's a great campground, Rogers Campground, northern part of New Hampshire. The real attraction, though, and it's beautiful vistas and things like that, but the real attraction is to meet the people who are here as part of the Free State Project, and more importantly, the people who are yet to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, which is the idea of moving liberty-oriented people all to the same geographic area to get active for freedom. You can experience what that community of people is like for 1 week, coming up June 22nd through the 29th. Go to porkfest.com. You cannot get tickets online at this point, but that doesn't mean you can't get in. You can still get the tickets when you show up to the event. You can buy them for a whole week. You can buy them just for the day. Go and learn more about this, porkfest.com, June 22nd through the 29th. We look forward to seeing you there. News media was in town today here in Keene, New Hampshire. WMUR, the major media channel in New Hampshire, came to town to report on the war on chalk, the continuing chalkupy, if you will, the chalkupation going on in Keene's Central Square, where
I've had a chalk enough of these chalk-you things.
Individuals are going down on a daily basis to spread good cheer and love through the posting of smiley faces and hearts and peaceful messages in downtown, and sharing the chalk with anyone who would come up and speak. And I talked to the reporter today about that from WMUR, you know, because she's asking about, well, what about these folks from Stop Free Keene? What about the people who are unhappy about the chalk? And I'm sorry if people are unhappy about chalk smiley faces, but I'm not going to stop chalking because, you know, to me, there are people whose day is improved by seeing smiley faces and peace symbols and hearts. And I want to do activism for the people who can appreciate that activism, not for the people who will get upset at a little bit of chalk. So that's what's going on here.
Okay, so how about a challenging question?
Okay, sure.
All right. What is the mission? What is the mission behind the chalking? And why right now?
Well, that's a good question. Back about a month ago, there was a DEA raid of the head shop on Main Street. There were actually coordinated raids across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And they happened to choose the Keene head shop, Fat Stuff, on Main Street here in town.
Right.
So activists, including myself, showed up with video cameras to document the raid scene. And during that, Garrett Ian brought along some chalk. Chalking's been going on in Keene for a number of years.
And absolutely, sure.
We've had Chalk the Police Day every single year for the past few years. And just sometimes when activists feel the inclination, they'll go down to Central Square and they'll chalk some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way things are. Keene is kind of a very direct action activism scene compared to some other places where people like to kind of hide behind the scenes and, you know, quietly run for political office and things like that. So chalking's been going on for a while.
Right.
The war on chalk started with this DEA raid, whenever we go with chalk somewhere, it's always available for anybody who wants to pick up a piece.
Mm-hmm.
So the DEA is raiding this head shop. People are aware of that. You know, a lot of people are stopping by. Hey, what's going on? What? The DEA are raiding? Oh, that's terrible. And, you know, all kinds of negative comments toward the DEA. It's inevitable that somebody was going to pick up some chalk and write F the DEA or some other sort of vulgarity like that.
Sure.
There were at least two vulgar chalkings that existed and several non-vulgar chalkings out in front of this place. The folks from Stop Free Keene, some of the members of Stop Free Keene, came out and they cleaned up all the chalking out in front of Fat Stuff.
But there was chalk there for this. So what you're saying is there's free speech in the chalk, right?
That's right.
Mark, they don't have a chalkopoly. Right? Do you like that one?
So somebody else
could pick it up. I mean, the Free Keeners don't have a chalkopoly. They could pick it up.
No,
somebody else could
encouraged.
Write a competing message.
In fact, Garrett Ian has been on video encouraging the members of Stop Free Keene and the cleanup crews.
Mm-hmm.
Look, don't destroy these messages. Add your message to it. Take your ideas, whatever those are,
right,
and add them.
As vapid as they may be.
Well, that's the thing. They don't actually have ideas.
Absolutely.
They have hatred,
they seem
anger.
To have that.
They have hatred, anger, frustration, and they want to just destroy ideas.
Well, now they have more of it, right? And it's obviously been building.
Sure.
So it's not just like, it's not as simple as like, look at us, happy, joyous, and free, with our nice pictures and our chalk, and look at these terrible people. Like, there's a backstory, right? This has been building. And that's why I asked what I thought might be, you know, kind of a difficult question. Does the chalking of Central Square coincide with the escalating tensions related to Free Keene versus Stop Free Keene, especially considering that Central Square is kind of a hot territory right now? Because that's where the People's Barbecue, was it a barbecue?
That's right,
picnic
yes.
/ barbecue, and their silent protest, except for one person making a what do they call that sound? Yeah, that sound.
Raspberry?
I didn't know if it was okay to do it on the radio, but since you did it, okay. So otherwise silent. So as tensions have built up, the timing of that seemed interesting. Was it to jab at them, you know, a little bit?
I
didn't know the answer.
I don't think so. I think the intention was to chalk out in front of the Fat Stuff and
mm-hmm.
allow
yeah.
people to chalk their thoughts about the
DNA.
Then they were cleaned. Then the chalkings were cleaned up, and so inevitably, you know, we wanted to go and occupy that
space. It's the shot heard round the world thing, right? Like, who fired the first shot of the Revolutionary War?
Right.
No one knows the answer, but everybody thinks it was the other side. And, of course, they did it first, so we must respond. It's like we're remote controlled by the other side. We have no choice but
to not react. That's not it at all. It's these people destroyed the free speech of the people who were talking, and so the correct answer is to continue to speak. When someone shuts down your free speech, the right thing to do is continue to speak in whatever way you possibly can, rather than to allow yourself to be cowed by people who are willing to engage in violence and destruction. That's how I feel about it. We can continue the discussion in a moment.
And the guy's got his neck broke today.
Crichton, that was actually yesterday. More on the way here.
That's an important distinction.
In Kentucky, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, Crichton, go ahead.
Brett, I've been waiting for you.
Okay. Ooh, all right. What are you wearing?
The other day, I was listening to one of your podcasts on School Sucks podcast,
yeah,
where you interviewed Thaddeus Russell.
Yeah,
and
I
very rarely find myself yelling at a recording, and I was yelling at the recording. And I'm sure you know why. It was his response to the idea of the non-aggression principle and why he responded to the non-aggression principle. But I was actually yelling at you guys because you didn't offer the proper response. He claimed that the non-aggression principle did not apply because a hotel in New York City had a monopoly enforced by the government on the real estate that hotel sits on.
Sure. For the record, this was a hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire, where people had smoked pot at a Free State Project event. So there was actually a little more detail about it that was important when he and I first went through it. But just that's a clarification. Go ahead.
Here's the problem with the proper response that you didn't offer him.
Okay.
That undeveloped real estate, undeveloped land is not property and never can be.
Right. And I see, that was the thing. And I totally agree with you. And I have to admit that he's a clever man. He's a college professor. And one of the reasons why I wanted to have somebody else there is so that they could help me catch him when he tried to get away with stuff like that. He doesn't believe that property is legitimately owned because he's a left-wing libertarian, right?
Ah.
So that was the problem. And I promise we'll try to get clarity on that in future shows.
All right. If you want to continue the discussion, we can come back here in a moment. Hour number three is on the way. You can take control here. 855 453. More about the war on chalk. Rich Paul in jail. Whatever you want to talk about as well. Free Talk Live.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Yes, it's the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to FreedomFiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to FreedomFiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to FreedomFiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.